Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Which plants and landscape strategies should you be focusing on in this year's growing season? The Cincinnati Zoo is offering a virtual series on both those issues, and we discussed it earlier in this pre-recorded interview. Scott Berline is manager of botanical garden outreach at the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden. Scott, good to talk to you again. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So the zoo, like so many other organizations, is getting creative in delivering programming and content to its many, many fans. And before we dive into this series that's going on, just tell us how you all are managing to adjust to this and how your fans are responding to this type of content and program delivery.
Well, yeah, that's a long story, actually. Putting a virtual program together, you know, everybody complains about Zoom meetings and this and that. Well, there's a lot of work that goes behind these things. And just getting all the logistics ready to go and the registrations and everything together was such an uphill push. But we got it together now, and the response has been very enthusiastic, even though we're a little bit late to the game with Zoom-type online virtual programs. And a lot of people have seen a lot already, but I think what we have to offer is a little different and very, very cool.
So what you're offering concurrently is a virtual landscape series for the homeowner and also the virtual Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Gardens Zoo's Best Plant Trials Expo. Both of these events are already underway. You've had a few programs presented, but coming up on February 17th in the virtual landscape series for the homeowner, you've got Bringing in Color, Annuals and Perennials. And if I know anything about our fans of this program, they love gardening. So what are people supposed to learn about from the virtual landscape series?
Well, this series is one that my boss, Steve Foltz, has been putting on for over 20 years. He's the director of horticulture at the zoo. And as you can imagine from, you know, what you see in the gardens at the zoo, he's done it all, everything from annuals to shade trees and, you know, in pens with rhinos and hippos and the type of things that we've done. It just is incredible. So his knowledge is real deep. And he's been running this for years. Now, this is the first time we've had to do it virtually. But by the time, you know, the color, the perennials and annuals, you'll get all the best information on the best ones to grow and how to grow them in our area. And then, you know, the next in the series is how to maintain, just a very practical, applicable type of knowledge that's gained only by doing something for so long. And then the last one is the overview. So that's kind of like gives you all the stuff that got missed in the earlier part of the series, and also a good time for questions and answers and just philosophical discussion about how and why certain things are done. And it's just, all of it's a really good series. Terrific for any new homeowner or anybody who's aspiring to become a better gardener.
So just to recap, on February 17th, it's titled Bringing in Color, Annuals and Perennials. And then the following week, on February 24th, the theme is Now That I Have It, How Do I Take Care of It? And that's where you get the best gardening advice on how to cut through good practical knowledge. And I guess there's a focus on science in that way, so that you're not distracted by misinformation that can go around online, right?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, the misinformation you can find on gardening online is just off the charts. And yeah, Steve is, not only did he go through the UK horticulture program back in the day, way back in the day, but he also teaches horticulture at UC and at Cincinnati State as an adjunct. So it is all very much scientifically based.
And then the last week of this particular series on March the 10th, and March the 3rd, it says, you've got Putting It All Together, and this is your review, as you noted. So there are a couple of programs that we unfortunately missed due to timing issues, but you do start this series with Design for Your Landscape and then the Best Trees and Shrubs for Your Landscape. For our listeners who missed those, is there still a possibility of paying to see those?
Absolutely. And that's the hardest thing to put into a promo flyer, but yeah, you can sign up for the actual live stream, which is at 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock on these dates. And then after they air the next day, we put it on our server, get a new link for it, and we'll send that to the full email list. So, and I've, all the programs will be available to stream through May 30th, at least, maybe longer.
Okay. And again, the two that we've already missed are Design for Your Landscape and The Best Trees and Shrubs for Your Landscape. Probably two very good programs for our listeners who love calling in on our monthly gardening show. I know how enthusiastic people can be about this. But another series that you've got going on concurrently with the Virtual Landscape Series is the Best Plant Trials Expo. I guess in the term trials, you're suggesting that people might be trying something new with these types of plants?
No, actually, what we do at the zoo is we trial a lot of plants. So we get a lot of new plants in from a lot of the growers, breeders, and so forth, and give them a good try in pretty much normal garden conditions that anybody here in this area would experience. And then we evaluate and see how they looked and see how they performed. And, you know, we've been doing that for many years, especially with, well, pretty much across the board, anything from annuals to big shade trees. So over time, we have really put together what we feel like is a really good list of really good plants that people should be using in their gardens.
And that's based on our local climate?
Yep. That's right here at the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden in the middle of the urban environment and the heat zone and clay soil and everything that everybody here, you know, deals with.
Yeah. So there might be... Are you suggesting then that perhaps there are plants out there that people locally might not be widely experimenting with or using that, that would thrive here?
Yeah, sometimes it's things that you would totally unexpect or not really know of that should be in gardens. And sometimes, like, you know, right now there's a probably 30 new echinacea on the market and more coming out every year. And it's just, you know, working your way through those and finding out which are really the best ones.
We're talking with Scott Berline, Manager of Botanical Garden Outreach at the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden. We're talking today about the zoo's virtual landscape series for the homeowner, as well as the virtual Best Plant Trials Expo. I'm wondering, before we dive into some of the topics that are going to be explored in the Plant Trials Expo, have you experimented with any plant that ultimately did not work in Cincinnati and the Ohio Valley?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Every year, you know, we get a lot of these in from the breeders and growers for free to try. And, you know, right from the get-go with certain genera and different species and different plants, you kind of feel like, well, all right, we'll give it a try. We'll see. And more often than not, the ones you expect that will not do that great usually don't. But you get surprised every now and then. That's really cool. And in fact, and conversely, sometimes the plants that you think will do really well, and you put them out there, they kind of disappoint.
Yeah, well, what's the biggest disappointment? Call out one of these plants that didn't make it here.
Well, I'll tell you, so echinacea, the cone flower that everybody loves, you know, for years and years and years, it was available in fuchsia or the pink, the natural color that it has out in the wild, or white. And these were all pretty good plants. But then all of a sudden, they came out with some reds and yellows and oranges, these beautiful colors. And what people experienced, well, they were very popular because they're beautiful, but a lot of people experienced that they just didn't overwinter. And that, you know, kind of cast aspersion on the reputation of coneflower, but the breeders kept working at it. And in the next, over the next few years, they've really developed both plants with these incredible colors and a little more compact sometimes, and also very reliable plants.
Again, that's the virtual Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Gardens Zoo's Best Plant Trials Expo. They are also offering concurrently the virtual landscape series for the homeowner. We've got details at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab in case you're interested in attending some of these events. I've been talking with Scott Berline. He's the Manager of Botanical Garden Outreach at the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Gardens. Scott, always a pleasure to chat with you. Thanks for coming on the show again.
Thanks for having me, Michael. I really appreciate it.
Up next, when he was just a young boy, he picked up a camera and started exploring some abandoned local buildings. Now he's in college, and he's got a new book out documenting it all. We talk about abandoned Cincinnati. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elstrow. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org.
I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.